Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss life writings. So life writings kise kehte hain? And what is the definition of life writings? Now life writings is more of a broad category or umbrella term or a generic category which encompasses many other sub-varieties. For example, an autobiography can also be called an example of life writings. But life writings is somewhat broad. It's not limited to a autobiography. So first point is, life writings is a broad generic category encompassing diverse literary subgenres related to autobiographical storytelling. And life writings has been determined to be generally non-fictive in nature. Means if somebody is writing about his or her life, it can't be fiction, na? So life writings generally record personal memories, experiences, opinions, emotions. And as I said that an autobiography can also be called an example of life writing. A diary can be called an example of life writings. Letter to a personal friend or relative, personal essays, memoirs, all of these are examples of life writings. And life writings has served as a mode for the exploration of identity through critical self-reflection. Because even if we take the example of an autobiography, we will see that that individual who has written the autobiography is also doing some kind of introspection. Take for instance, Mahatma Gandhi's autobiography, which is generally titled The Story of My Experiments with Truth. And in his autobiography, he not only reflects on many issues, but also talks about many things which just happened in his life. So life writings, be it of any kind, be it a autobiography or a memoir, diary, letter, testimony, all of these tend to give us an idea of the personality of the individual or the writer. Now, in the field of literature, of course, there are many examples, but even beyond literature, you can find very well-known examples. One example I pointed out, Gandhiji's autobiography. Then there is the autobiography or the life writings of Nelson Mandela, which is called Long Walk to Freedom. Okay, Long Walk to Freedom. This is pretty famous. And then Adolf Hitler of Germany had also written an autobiography or a form of life writing, which is called Mein Kampf. Okay, Mein Kampf is the German title. And if you would literally translate this into English, it would be translated as My Struggle. Okay, Mein Kampf. And then from the field of literature, there is the autobiography of Marguerite Kemp. Okay, Marguerite Kemp. And her autobiography is considered to be one of the earliest in English literature. And Marguerite Kemp was basically a religious mystic. And her husband's name was John Kemp. And she had 14 children. And after that, she started a series of pilgrimages to Jerusalem, Rome, Germany and Spain in 1414. Okay, 1414. And in her autobiography, which is generally, you know, titled Book of Marguerite Kemp, okay, Book of Marguerite Kemp, she describes her travels, her religious ecstasies, her crying spells when she cried a lot. And though she was not educated, she dictated her experiences to two clerks who wrote it down. And finally, you know, in the modern times, the title of that autobiography is Book of Marguerite Kemp. And this is, as I said, that this is famous because it is considered to be one of the earliest in English literature. And this autobiography of hers provides, what could be the best insight into a female middle class experience in the Middle Ages. And two more things you should know about life writings. Now, generally, it is thought that life writings is totally factual. There is nothing that may be fiction. But if you consider for a while that when we write anything, be it a book of fiction, be it autobiography, we are just expressing our opinions. And sometimes human tendency is such that we would also add some of our aspirations, dreams, our value judgments. So in a way, even an autobiography can have elements of fiction or mythology or something that is not factually accurate. And because of this, two important terms have been coined in the 20th century. Autobiographiction. Okay. Autobiographiction. And this term was coined by Stephen Reynolds. Okay. Stephen Reynolds. The next term is biomythography. biomythography. Okay. And this, the second term was coined by Audre Lorde. And both of these terms denote life writing, which purposefully blurs fiction and autobiography. Okay, so from an exam point of view, just remember these two terms, autobiographiction, second, biomythography, and also the examples of famous examples in the field of life writings, such as Gandhiji, such as Margaret Kemp, Adolf Hitler, Nelson Mandela, and of course, there are many other examples, but you should know the difference between life writings and autobiography. Life writings is a more broad term. It tends to include other subgenres as well.